are the stories and the storytellers. Shining like aurora borealis. The more we tell these stories, man, the more they tell us. And they either anchors or propellers. We are the stories and the storytellers. Shining like aurora borealis. The more we tell these stories, man, the more they tell us. Alright, I got one for you. Check it out, yeah. Let me take you on a trip through time. Make sure the character mask you're wearing fits you fine. You and I, we're figments of our own imaginations. Our own creations. It's fascinating. We're adaptations of everything we heard, plus everything we think. That's why I sing these words. The story you tell yourself about who you are is what turned you into a loser or a superstar. Humans far in the past been playing this game. Making up legends as ways to explain the mysterious as we travel on through various areas. Back to Babylon and Sumeria, flying chariots and dragons to slay. Motherships carried us away back in the day. Used to ride them on papyrus and tell them by campfires. Now the record and the stylus tell them through amplifiers. Stories and the storytellers, shining like aurora borealis. The more we tell these stories, man, the more they tell us. And they either anchors or propellers. We are the stories and the storytellers, shining like aurora borealis. The more we tell these stories, man, the more they tell us. I got another one for you. Check it. The Greeks believed in a god named Orpheus. He brought dreams that were odd and glorious. Warriors that heeded him were victorious. They understood how powerful the story is. The audience turns imagination to magic. The classic tactic to clear away static. And see yourself as a hero on a quest. Instead of a zero in the world that's a mess. We manifest meaning from the books that we're reading. Plus what the voices in our head keep repeating. And believing and make the story turn real. So a pocket full of rocket fuels how these words feel. It's a done deal. You're the story you tell. Thoughts make reality like a sorcerer's spell. Grab a hold of your power like the sword from the stone. Look deep into yourself till your story is known.
And I'm going to review the book, Once I Was You, by Maria Hinojosa. Once I Was You is an inspiring book about Maria's path to becoming an award-winning journalist. After immigrating from Mexico to Chicago, she describes many experiences and challenges. She asks, what is this world about, and where do I fit in? Maria's stories include smuggling a TV in Mexico, becoming an activist, fighting the monster imposter, and accepting an internship at NPR. I highly recommend this chapter book for middle school and high school readers. Maria's adaptability and bravery helps her figure out her identity. In Once I Was You, Maria shows Latinas and all women that you have to figure out what your goals are. Then, with hard work, you can achieve them. The book is called Once I Was You by Maria Hinojosa. It's published by Simon & Schuster. This review was written for the Children's Hour by Illuminata Haim Panaza.
Ask me, what book am I reading? Look at me like I know things. Ask me, what book am I reading? Look at me like I know things. Ask me which historical figure might I invite to dinner. I've got smart things to say, but you might hear much less if you start all your conversations.
My, what a beautiful dress.
Ask me, what book am I reading? What book am I reading? What book am I reading? Maybe if you're lucky, I'll ask you. what book you're reading to. It's my favorite holiday, our family New Year's Eve. We'll stay up till midnight, it'll be next year when you all leave. We'll make homemade pizza for our winter celebration. But some of you adults need some help with conversation. Ask me, what book am I reading? What book am I reading? Ask me, what book am I reading? Look at me like I know things. Ask me, which new invention should go in your collection? I've got smart things to say, but you might hear much less if you start all your conversations.
Ooh, I love your dress.
Ask me, what book am I reading? What book am I reading? What book am I reading? And maybe if you're lucky, I'll ask you what book you're reading to.
We've got cake and ice cream. Happy birthday to me. We'll stay up till midnight telling jokes and watching bad TV. Now I'm 1 year older and you're wondering what to get me. For my birthday, just tell me more than you are so pretty.
Ask me, what book am I reading? What book am I reading? Maybe if you're lucky. Oh, maybe if you're lucky. Yeah, maybe if you're lucky. Yeah, maybe if you're lucky. And maybe if you're lucky, you.
That's Ants on a Log from Make It Myself, right here on the Children's Hour. Today, we've been learning about journalism. You can find links and photos and so much more at childrenshour.org/journalism. Also, if you have a book that you've read that you'd love us to review, why not submit your own book review? Go to childrenshour.org, look for the contact button, and there you'll find a way to leave us a voicemail. And speaking of making your own media, that is exactly what journalists do, but they also seek out the truth. This is Trout Fishing in America from Big Round World. We'll catch you next time.
Well, I come from a long line of skeptics, and I've always thought that if something seemed too good to be true, then it was probably too good to be true. So one day I was walking down the sidewalk, minding my own business, having a good old time, when I came upon a bag and I thought, that bag was full of money. It would be too good to be true. So I sat down on the bench and I opened up the bag, and when I looked inside, sure enough, it was full of money. How much money? I'll tell you, a lot of money. And I thought, man, what should I do? This seems too good to be true. Yeah, it's just too good to be true. So I hid behind the bench and I waited to see if anyone would come looking for the big bag of money. And sure enough, these two scruffy guys came by, and one said to the other, I left the bag right here. If someone found it and gave it back to me, I was gonna give them a big reward, like it was a test to see how honest they could be. I peeked at them and I thought, no, you can't fool me. That sounds a little too good to be true. So I took the money home and I put it in my room, turned on the TV and checked out the news. And they said that sure enough, there had been a bank robbery that very afternoon. But nobody should worry because the bad guys took only funny money. So nothing was really missing. And I thought, that doesn't sound right. That sounds too good to be true. Thank you. my room and opened up the bag, and much to my surprise, I found out it was funny money. The money started talking and telling me jokes. It said, "What's green and has wheels?" I said, "I don't know," and it said, "Cash." I was lying about the wheels. Well, I quickly shut the bag and thought, man, I know exactly what to do. Hey, 'cause this is just too good to be true. So I took it to the TV station and I got a slot on a late night talk show. When I opened up the bag, the funny money told a few jokes and everybody laughed and they gave me a bunch of cash and I bought a big car and a bunch of other stuff. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking I'm making this up because it sounds too good to be true. And you know what? I'd have to agree with you. Yeah, now. It might be too good to be true. Yeah, it's just too good to be true. Yeah, you just remember when somebody starts telling you something that sounds too good to be true. Odds are pretty good. It's too good to be true. If it's too good to be true, then it's probably too good to be true.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
This episode of the Children's Hour was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with production help from Eli Henley, Sarah Gabrielli, and Daniel Lentz. Chad Shear recorded us at Outpost. Many thanks to our guests, Sherry Burr and Loretta Hall from the New Mexico Press Women's Association, and Maria Hinojosa from Futuro Media Group.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.